No, I mean headset. I can hear myself now. Yeah, I couldn't hear myself last night. Now I can. Oh.
We're on our high side.
How about Yogi Ferrell? 11 for 14 on threes, 7 assists. Unbelievable. He went from... Brooklyn had him. They're the worst team in the NBA. Brooklyn had him and cut him right away.
That's probably why they're the worst team in the league. They made three very important personnel decisions. I would say the only thing that he can't use the mind by now is probably...
I'm sure we could at Botkins because Jeff Bray and I scratched out an entire game once on the air card at Botkins. Yeah, I'm sure we could now. Fairlawn might be iffy.
Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Lo Brooke Gaydosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front, got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosman. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Fry, dribble drive, running one-hander, banked it in. Nicely done by Ray-Ann Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work, driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow, a terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. But every game, that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed in to bring her foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Rickman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel. Reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer. In! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up. It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Jack with Chuck here at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com. Scoresbroadcast.com, easy for me to say. A delightful afternoon for what could be a tremendous girls basketball game. Shelby County League lead on the line. Jackson Center Tigers can wrap up the championship with a victory here today over the Fort Loramie girls. Jackson Center coming in 9-1. One more league game to play after this one. Fort Loramie 8-2. Rushi 2 games back of Jackson Center at 7-3. a Tigers victory over Fort Loramie. And that would give Jackson Center a two-game margin with one to go. Fort Loramie would love to play spoiler and tie up the league race, making both teams 9-2 on the year with one game remaining next Thursday. Fort Loramie's got Rushi at home. So the Fort Loramie Redskins can share the league crown, could possibly win it outright should Fort Loramie win today and Jackson Center lose next Thursday to Houston. So a lot in limbo. Anything can happen. This Fort Loramie girls team beat Jackson Center first time around, Chuck, 31-24. Although Jackson Center's got the leg up on the first seed in the Sydney sectional. It's all about matchups this year in the Shelby County League. And the first time around, very clearly, the Fort Loramie girls had Jackson Center's number.
Well, that was kind of a revenge thing also from last year's regional final. But I don't think that's going to play anything into this today. Both teams are healthy as they're going to be. Myring still out for the season for Fort Loramie, but they've had plenty of games to get themselves acclimated with her not being on the floor. And Jackson Center, I mean, they've got everybody. They've got height. They've got shooting. They play good defense. The one thing that they've struggled some is if you put pressure on them, sometimes the guard play is a little shaky on the perimeter, and that's what a strength of Fort Loramie's been all through the years.
Now, you're so right, Chuck. In talking with Jackson Center head coach Jeff Reese about 30 minutes ago, he said our leading scorer on the year is Cassie Meyer, just under 9 points a game. He said, in jest, we're only averaging 25 per contest. Well, it's really about 10 or 11 points more than that. But Jackson Center has been challenged a bit offensively through the middle part of the season, has gotten better lately, perhaps a huge win on February 2nd over Fairlawn might rejuvenate the Jackson Center offense, but it's a club that scored 39 in beating Covington, 47 in topping Botkins, 43 in defeating Anna, 39 in edging Rushi, 38 in another victory over Botkins, only 32 in a win at Houston, and only 24 in the loss to Fort Loramie. So it's a club that has been stifled at the offensive end. If Jackson Center can get the ball down the floor comfortably and into the paint area where the likes of Olivia Clark, Alicia Kessler, and Cassie Meyer can go to work, the Tigers will be tough to beat here today. What a climax to a senior season it would be for several young ladies on this Tiger ball club, having gone to the state Final Four last year in basketball, two straight Division IV state volleyball titles, a league championship here today with a win over Fort Loramie. What an exciting afternoon it would be. The Redskins have other ideas.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fort Loramie's used to winning this league. Either them or Anna. All the years I've done it, one of those two teams won it. But we thought there was going to be a changing of the guard a little bit. I mean, Fort Loramie, and let's give Carla Siegel credit. You look at who they were playing early, then they had some injuries. They had a couple of people not playing, one out for the year, and they're still, with a win today, going to be sharing the Shelby County League first place with one game to go. So that is a testament to her coaching ability.
You alluded to the Redskins lineup earlier, Chuck. Some new faces. Abby Holdhouse back, meniscus injury. She's gotten therapy. It's healed up. She tweaked it early on in the season. She contributed 11 in the big win by Fort Loramie on Thursday over Houston, a contest in which the Fort Loramie girls played their best second half of the year, barring the win over Versailles. 40 points tossed in by Fort Loramie on Thursday night over the last two quarters. Another new face, a ninth grader, Kennedy Gebhardt. She pumped home 11 in that victory by Fort Loramie over Houston on Thursday. My mistake, she scored 8. Taylor Ratterman had 11. Rayanne Fry, who's been pretty consistent all year long, scored 14. It will be imperative for her today to make a few threes. Abby Holdhouse, the other young lady, who scored 11. So Gebhardt and Holdhouse, 19 combined on Thursday. Those were points a month ago, Chuck, that Fort Loramie wasn't getting offensively.
Right, and the last game we did, and there was a while back, but they started playing Gephardt more as a freshman. They started playing Chloe Stangmore as a sophomore, and those two have really blossomed into real varsity basketball players.
What you have to like about Jackson Center, the Tigers' height. Wow. And that's been a fear of the Fort Loramie squad all year long. Losing to Botkins early in the season did Fort Loramie. Head coach Carlos Eagle said, we just could not combat Botkins' size on the interior. And if Jeff Reese's Jackson Center team here today is able to pump the ball into the middle of the lane, Jackson Center could generate enough shots to produce a victory here today. You can bet both teams extremely fired up for this contest. It's huge in the Shelby County League.
I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than this. This is what the kids have been playing for from that very first game in the league. So if Jackson can not turn the ball over open court and get the ball down into a half-court game, that's their advantage. If Fort Loramie can turn them and get easy baskets going the other way, then Loramie's going to have the advantage.
Jackson Center will try to limit Fort Loramie, obviously, to one shot. The Tigers, with their size, can certainly do that, although Fort Loramie's got quickness afoot, and this young Fort Loramie team has gained valuable experience as this season has progressed. As I mentioned, the first meeting between the two, Fort Loramie inflicted the only league loss on Jackson Center, 31-24, the final score in that game. Fort Loramie's defense, always a staple. 2 points for Jackson Center in the first quarter in that game, 6 total at the half. That describes what Fort Loramie can do to you with that outstanding D.
Right, and unfortunately for Fort Loramie in that game, I think they only had 13 at the half, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, both teams can be offensively hindered, let's say, for the other team's defenses. So I don't think this is going to be an incredibly high-scoring game today.
Fort Loramie girls have won 4 in a row over Botkins, Fairlawn, Miami East, and Houston in that 45-30 victory over Miami East 1 week ago. Sarah Stang dropped in 11. Rayanne Fry had 13. Those have been two pretty consistent scores this year for Fort Loramie. And as I mentioned, at Jackson Center, though not imposing offensively the last few weeks, has gotten it done at the defensive end with consecutive wins over Botkins, Rushi, Anna, Botkins again, Covington, and most recently Fairlawn. It's been an unusual Shelby County League this year, especially on the girls' side. If Fort Loramie would knock off Jackson Center here today, Chuck, I'm saying if, and if Rushi would duplicate its earlier season victory over Fort Loramie by beating Fort Loramie next Thursday, you could have a scenario in which Jackson Center beats Rushi twice, Rushi beats Fort Loramie twice, Fort Loramie beats Jackson Center twice. It could develop that way.
Well, and that's not unheard of, because just sometimes some teams are better matchups for you than other teams.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here today on ScoresBroadcast.com. We are here at Jackson Center, Fort Loramie Lady Redskins against the Jackson Center Lady Tigers. Both teams down on the floor shooting around. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. These anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, respectively, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Our pregame underwriting sponsor, The In-Between, just south of Butkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Starting lineups, opening tip up in a moment. Fort Loramie at Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274. The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
It is rowdy here at Jackson Center. Good crowd for this game today. Jackson Center Tigers hope to pull out the victory and earn the Shelby County League Girls Championship. Fort Loramie would like to turn the tables on Jackson Center and remain in the hunt for at least a share of the conference championship. Jackson Center Tigers being introduced. Kennedy Reese out front at guard, 5 feet, 5 inches tall, and a junior. Kristen Ware is in the opening five. 5'11 and a senior. Olivia Clark is in the middle, 6'2, a junior. Also in the starting unit, Cassie Meyer, who is 5'8 and a senior. And Cameron Elkert, 5 feet, 3 inches tall and a senior. Very fine 3-point shooter for Jackson Center. For Fort Loramie, Rayanne Fry, 5'5, a senior at guard. Sarah Stang at a forward, 5'9, a senior. Taylor Ratterman at guard, 5'5, a freshman. Patty Meyer in the opening five, 5'5", a junior, and Caitlin Lukey, a senior, 5 feet, 6 inches tall. Meyer and Lukey, co-captains for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Fort Loramie in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Jackson Center, the home white from top to bottom. Bright orange numerals outlined in black, Tigers across the chest, and we're set to go. As Clark steps in with Stang, opening tip, Fort Loramie moving from left to right on your phone or computer, Jackson Center right to left. And the ball is batted on the plate of Ratterman, who gets it away from a Jackson Center player. And the Redskins start the offense half court to our right. On the dribble, Hattie Meyer gives on top to Ratterman, goes to the foul line, stumbles, lost the ball. It's on the deck. Kennedy Reese reaches in for Jackson Center and gets the tie-up. The arrow favors the home team. Jackson Center possession. Fort Loramie earned the tip to start the game. And the first held ball goes to Jackson Center. Reese at midcourt. Picked up by Meyer. 30 feet away. Kennedy still on the bounce. Picks up her dribble. Hattie Meyer gets a fist in and fights it loose. It's taken back by Reese. Then Meyer gets it again, though. Here is Hattie bursting down the floor all the way to the rim. Challenge from behind by Reese, who commits the foul during the shot. Well, this is the kind of game, Chuck, we may see all afternoon long. Ball control so important for Jackson Center.
Too much dribbling, not enough passing, but both teams in their first possession.
Hattie Meyer's free throw off to the right, no good. No score, 7:24 left here in the first. Second foul shot, Hattie Meyer. Right foot ahead of the left, open stance at the stripe. Shot no good, off the heel, rebound left corner, traced down by Olivia Clark of Jackson Center. Backcourt to Reese, who glides across, gives it up to Elkert, 30 feet away. Back to Reese in the right corner, goes down low in the right to Clark. Clark spins, maneuvers, goes high off the glass, and gets it to drop. That's what Fort Loram is going to fear most. Good entry pass from the right baseline by Jackson Center to Clark. And at 6'2", she's skied easily over everybody. 2-0 Tigers. Right wing with the basketball, Stang for Fort Loramie. Good play by the lanky Clark, who got a fingertip on it, popped it in the air. Cassie Myers got it for Jackson Center. She lost the ball in the right corner. It's rolling to the boundary beneath the basket off Fort Loramie last. 2-0 Jackson Center, 6:41 left in the first. Inbounded, Kennedy Reese, right corner. On top to Elkert, and before she can swish a long 22-foot three ball, moving screen, elbow used by Jackson Center.
Caught it on Kristen Ware on the elbow.
6.5 left, opening quarter, 2-0 Jackson Center. Here's Hattie Meyer, passing off into the right corner, Ray and Fry, reversed, then thrown foul line, extended to Ratterman. Nice shot fake, little drive, a runner, and she kissed it in off the window. Excellent maneuver by the freshman, Taylor Ratterman, 5'5", ninth grader for Fort Loramie. Here's Kennedy Reese hustling down the floor for Jackson Center. And as she goes down the left side of the lane, she is spilled on the play, undercut by a Fort Loramie defender. It goes against Meyer. Ball out of bounds, left of the rim for Jackson Center. Clark into Ware, back to Cassie Meyer. Meyer, who did inbound the ball, it wasn't Clark. And it may have been a case of not reestablishing herself on the court of play.
Yeah, she didn't get back on the floor. Exactly.
And then quickly, Fort Loramie brings the ball up left baseline, and Lupke is available, and she sinks a long three. She was a half step behind the arc. It was a triple, right, Chuck?
No, it's two.
No, it was a two. She was straddling. 4-2, the visitors have taken the lead. Here's Jackson Center quickly down the floor and pushing the ball into the paint fast. And it's lost, fumbled out of bounds. 4-2 lead in favor of Fort Loramie. Jackson Center has turned it over last couple trips. Now the Lady Tigers are in a zone.
They're going to play a 3-2 right here.
Here's Ratterman, right corner to Fry. Back to Ratterman. She tries to shoot over the zone. A high archer hits the rim. Backboard no good. Clark's got the rebound. Clawed away momentarily by Fort Loramie. Then thrown up ahead to midcourt to Ware. Broken up by Fort Loramie, which gets the steal. Down the floor to Fry. Right wing shooting the three. No good. Rebound. Ratterman on the inside. She drives and lays it in off the window. 6-2 Fort Loramie. Taylor Ratterman, a marvelous little freshman for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Reese for Jackson Center, which is down four. Fort Loramie's dropped in six straight points. 4:59 to go in the first. Back to the basket, Meyer, foul line. Drops it off down inside to a teammate. Handled by Clark near the rim. She goes up strong and scores, and she's fouled.
Good job by Cassie Meyer. She drew three defenders that time and knew Clark was going to be by herself.
She's a fine assist maker, Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. 6'4". Redskins up but two with 4:54 left to go here in the first quarter. Free throw in the air by Clark, front rim, backboard, it trickles in. She's got all five so far for Jackson Center. 6'5", Fort Loramie, 4:45 to go first period. Here's Ratterman, crossover dribble on the arc for Fort Loramie. Left side to Lupke, who's got a long two-pointer. Abby Holdhouse in the game now, catches foul line, good feed low on the right to Fry, and she banks it home. Holdhouse was doubled, saw the open player, and gave it up. 8-5 Fort Loramie, 4:25 to go here in the first quarter. Left wing Elkert, V veers to the corner. Ratterman shuts her off. Ratterman gets a fingertip on the ball, almost steals. It's out of bounds, though, to Jackson Center. Very quick hands being displayed by the Lady Redskins so far. Elkert inbounding midcourt, Kennedy Reese. Man-to-man defense by Fort Loramie. Tight D applied out on the arc by the Redskins. Kennedy Gebhardt into the game now, ninth grader for Fort Loramie. She and Holdhouse on the floor. They dropped in 19 combined against Houston, and Fort Loramie's defense forces Jackson Center to throw an errant skip pass out of bounds.
Five turnovers now in less than a half a quarter.
We thought that might be an issue again for Jackson Center against the Redskins. It often is. It's happening once more so far today. Here's a little pick and roll attempted by Gebhardt, lobbing inside for Holdhouse, intercepted by Jackson Center. Fort Loramie almost gets it back, but the Tigers recover. 8-5 Fort Loramie, 3:40 left in the first. Outside the arc on the right, it's Cassie Meyer. Addie Gebhardt, who swivels around the top of the key into the right corner. Throws it 25 feet away to Kristen Ware. Addie Elkert, who drives down the left side of the lane, delivers to Clark in the corner. She angles through the paint, slid, nearly walked, fed it to Reese, baseline right, wraparound pass down inside to Ware, couldn't get the short shot to go. Clark got the rebound up once, twice, no, her arm is yanked on, fouled, and she'll earn two more at the stripe.
Olivia, very active inside, especially on the offensive boards right now.
And that's going to be Fort Loramie's biggest challenge all day long, is getting defensive rebounds, limiting Jackson Center to one opportunity. Free throw by Clark is lengthy. It hit the flange and kicked away. 8-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. 3:17 to go first quarter. Ware comes out for the Jackson Center Tigers.
It was Winter came in.
Vanessa Winter now on the court as Clark's second free throw bounds on the left side of the rim twice and comes off into the lap of Meyer of Fort Loramie. She darts down the floor, hands off to Gebhardt. Gebhardt streaks into the lane. She's tripped on the play. Common foul, Jackson Center. 3:08 to go, first quarter, 8-5 Fort Loramie. Throwing in baseline right of the basket, Redskins. Ball fed to Stang. Stang to Meyer, right corner, spins back to the basket. Loops it back outside to Gebhardt. Low post right. Stang maneuvers, doesn't shoot. On the arc, it's fed to Meyer. Meyer angles through the lane, a runner off to the right, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. Midcourt to Clark, right side to Meyer. Around the defender, Fry. Meyer to the baseline, and she took a nudge in the side from Fort Loramie. Common foul again. 2:45 left in the first, 8-5 in favor of Fort Loramie. Inbounding right of the rim, Jackson Center. Meyer whips it in play, right corner. Miranda Hickey now on the court for Jackson Center, a 5'9 senior. And as Jackson Center pitches the ball left part of the floor, it's loose, and Jackson Center guilty of a shove.
Well, Cameron Elkert just took a three that was probably a little out of her range. It was right on line, but it just barely caught the front of the rim.
18 fouls in this game, four each way. 2:34 left to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie up three. Ball thrown foul line. Good open look, but Stang, a Fort Loramie shot. It's the rim, no good. Rebound low on the left by Holdhouse. Shot deflected. Loose ball beneath the basket. Last touch by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds to Jackson Center. Most every dribble, virtually every single pass, being challenged here today. Tenacious defense by both teams. So much on the line. Jackson Center trying to secure the Shelby County League Girls Championship. A win today would give the Tigers a two-game lead. With one to play. Ball thrown to Elkert, top of the circle. Long three, a rainbow. Hit the rim. Rebound, though, left corner. Jackson Center's got it back. Now it's thrown to Clark, far right side of the court. Nearly stolen by Holdhouse, who's out of bounds. Minute 57 to go, first quarter. Jackson Center ball again. Holdhouse coming off now for Fort Loramie. Elkert inbound across the way. Throws it into Winter. Winter immediately launches a line drive three ball, which hits the rim, goes up above the backboard, hits a support. It's out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Just the kind of game so far, Chuck. Fort Loramie won it.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
8-5 in favor of the Redskins. Here's Hattie Meyer, right side of the floor. Whips a pass baseline to Stang. Gives it up, gets it back. Tough pass to Meyer, who is challenged receiving it. Then has a little bit of a crease, starts toward the basket. And a Jackson Center player slides over late. Let's see if it's ruled in the act of shooting. I think so. And Hattie Meyer's got a couple shots at the stripe with Fort Loramie up by 3-8-5. Free throw by Hattie is good. All net, 9-5 Redskins. To have limited Jackson Center to 5 in the first quarter today, held them to 2 in the first period early in the year at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center scored only 6 in the first half of that game. Both shots, Hattie Meyer right on the mark. And Fort Loramie's doubled the count over Jackson Center, 10-5.
Well, Loramie is just running subs in and out. They're going to be a lot fresher. The only one who hadn't left the floor is Lupke, and she's guarding Meyer, and I don't think she'll go out until Meyer goes out.
That's a good point, Chuck. Here's Lupke on Meyer. Cassie driving baseline right, has an open player, Hickey in the paint. Ball dropped off to her. She misfires, short, no good. Rebound, big-time tussle for it. Hattie Meyer went sprawling on the deck with Cassie Meyer. The two Meyers get hands on the ball. Arrow says Redskins possession. Minute 14 to go. First quarter, 10-5, Fort Loramie. The real good shots have been few and far between so far in this game. Olivia Clark's got all 5 for Jackson Center on the inside, plus a free throw. Here's the ball thrown top of the circle. Taylor Ratterman for Fort Loramie. She handles it so well. Goes to the baseline. Gives up her dribble. Needs help. Pitches out 25 feet away to Lupke. Lupke circles on top. A hooking foul against Cassie Meyer. Team foul 6 on Jackson Center and 2 on Cassie Meyer.
That was just a silly foul.
Inbounding down below. Lupke for Fort Loramie. 51.8 remaining. Here in the first quarter, 10-5 Redskins. It's Gebhardt dribbling 30 feet away now to Ratterman. Back to Gebhardt. The two ninth graders play pitch and catch. Gebhardt tries a three. It is off to the left. No good. Rebound jerked off the glass by Clark of Jackson Center. Throws it down the floor to a teammate running hard toward the rim. The driving layup is good. Nicely done by Vanessa Winter. Fort Loramie didn't get back. Jackson Center took advantage. 10-7 Redskins. 21 seconds to go, first period. Lupke 30 feet away, near side to Ratterman. Elkert on her. Down to 15 to go in the first. Ratterman still dribbling. Oh, they clear out for her. A good drive. Down the right side of the lane on the run. Knocked it down. What a play by Ratterman. 12-7, Loramie. 3 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball, Jackson Center. Short, deflected. Caught Mahickey in the lane. Got it off in time. No good. And the first quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 12, Jackson Center 7. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. So many thanks to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. On the web at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue, high-quality furniture, priced just right. Go to the website for added savings, GoffneyFurniture.com. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Jackson Center misfires, opening play. Here the second quarter, Fort Loramie comes down, throws foul line to Abby Holdhouse. Nice look from there, 15-footer, bounced off the back edge of the rim twice. Rebound pulled down by Hickey of Jackson Center, which trails 12-7. First 50 seconds of the second quarter. Cassie Meyer not guarded by Fort Loramie. Everybody went away from her, and Cassie jettisoned up a long three and knocked it in perfectly. What a shot by Meyer to make it a 12-10 game.
That was NBA range.
Sure was. Cassie can shoot it from out there. She's got strength, outstanding volleyball player. And she's got a nice shot, good form on the hardwood. She displayed it on that play. 12-10 the score in favor of Fort Loramie. Stang, baseline right, out to Radiman. Radiman hurls up a three ball. It rattles out, no good. Rebound, Alicia Kessler of Jackson Center, who's checked in. Over the shoulder, Fort Loramie on the personal. Jackson Center now has Kennedy Reese in, giving Miranda Hickey a spell. Miranda to the sideline. It's Cassie Meyer, Kennedy Reese for Jackson Center, along with Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler out there, and Cameron Elkert. Here's Reese striding down the right side of the floor. Goes to Winter in the right corner. Gives it up on the play to Meyer. Meyer dives into the lane. Shot deflected. It's off to the left. Kessler's got the rebound for Jackson Center. Fort Loramie gets a mitt on the top of the leather. It's ruled a jump. Good call by the referee. Redskins possession. And boy, they push it down the floor to Ratterman right now. Off balance, baseline right. Fumbled the ball away. Good D by Jackson Center. Out of bounds to the Tigers.
She had nowhere to go that time, and Elker did a good job of defending her without fouling her.
Exactly. In fact, a good defensive play by each club at each end in the last 15 seconds. 12-10 Fort Loramie. Elkert steps inside the arc for Jackson Center. Goes baseline to Kessler. Handoff to Winter. Winter outside the lane. Redskins claw at the ball and foul. Six each way. Total of 12 fouls in this game. The next personal will not be common anymore. It will be the 1-1. Meyer beneath the basket, airmails a throw to Reese at midcourt on the Tiger logo. Outside the arc on the left, Cassie Meyer behind a screen. She hoists up another trifecta, no good off the heel. Long rebound, Ratterman of Fort Loramie. 5:56 to go, second quarter, 12-10 Redskins. Ratterman fakes right, goes left. Hands off on the play to Gebhardt. No, it's Hattie Meyer with it now. Now Ratterman pops out in the left corner. Picked up there by Elkert. Midcourt pass goes to Lubke. 30 feet away, Ratterman. 5:38 left, second period. Near side pass, Meyer. Reese on her. Goes to the foul line to the jump shooter. 17-footer off the back rim, no good. Loose ball rebound. It was Brooke Ratterman on the attempt. Jackson Center climbed the shoulder, trying to snatch the board. And it is a two-shot foul for Fort Loramie on the rebound attempt.
Sarah Stang did a great job of rolling down and grabbing the rebound and then just taking it into the trees and putting the shot up.
And she's got a pair at the stripe. The first one is launched, too lengthy, no good. 12-10 Fort Loramie.
Only 2 of 5 from the line right now.
Cassie Meyer gets a breather. Miranda Hickey back in for Jackson Center. So it's Kessler, Winter, Reese, Hickey, Elkert for Jackson Center. Free throw coming, Fort Loramie, Sarah Stang, all net. It was perfect. 13-10, Redskins up three. Getting set to come back in, Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. She walks onto the floor, replacing Lubke,
who's coming out because Cassie Meyer came out.
Mm-hmm.
I like coaches that coach the way I used to, because that means they're doing it right.
It's all about matchups oftentimes. And in this series, between these two clubs, it's been that way for a few years, especially this season. 30 feet away, Elkert, or I should say Elkert, with the ball for Jackson Center. Elkert veers off to the left. goes to Winter, back to Elkert, free left corner, triple try, short. Kessler gets the rebound off the floor, turns in the lane, and hits the fall-away seven-footer. 13-12, Fort Loramie up one. 4:57 to go in the second. Gebhardt right side to Ratterman on the arc. Straight away to Meyer. To Brooke Ratterman, left corner. Throws foul line to Gebhardt, who took a step too quickly before putting the ball on the deck. She's whistled for a travel. Kessler coming out. Clark back in for Jackson Center.
Chloe Stang has checked into the game now for the Redskins.
Both teams substituting heavily. Fort Loramie's used how many already, Chuck? Ten?
They've used at least 10.
Yep. Four and a half to go, second quarter, 13-12, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, a chance to go on top here.
Loramie's gone zone now. They're going to play a little 3-2.
Reese angles right, throws it near side of the floor to Winter. Winter pulls up foul line, back to Reese. She's available, hoists up a three ball, count it! Kennedy Reese from long range. The zone defense for Fort Loramie was burned on that possession, but Jackson Center and the Redskins get a timeout. Now down to 15-13, 4:16 to go in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of broasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to assist small businesses in the area. Adam provides remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Plus, Adam, through the side of his business known as Tossum, provides promotional items for every occasion. Shirts, banners, mugs, pens, work uniforms, and more. 200,000 items that can be customized by Tossum, owned by Adam Rice. Email him at adam@tossum.com. For computer solutions or specialty advertising items, call Adam Rice, 937-538-6948, 538-6948. As we return to action, Fort Loramie rotates the ball around the top of the circle, gets a player open low post right, but it's a mishandle out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Yep, she couldn't make the catch. She was open under the basket.
That was Chloe Stang. Ball was delivered nicely. Shot opportunity there for Fort Loramie goes awry, and Jackson Center now up two with possession. Dribble drive into the top of the circle. Elkert nearly slid her feet. Goes to Kennedy Reese inside the arc. Left flank. Overshot it. Rebound to Lupke of Fort Loramie. She dashes down the floor. Throws it to Chloe Stang. Open player down inside. It is thrown in by Sarah Stang. She got it 6 feet away and hooked it with the right hand off the window. Good awareness by Fort Loramie. Tied up at 15. Three to play, second quarter. Kennedy Reese, left-hand dribble. On the arc to Elkert. Elkert on the bounce, 30 feet away, near midcourt. Taylor Ratterman on her. Hand off to Kennedy Reese. Lobbing into the lane to Clark. She's in among a cluster of black shirts. She pivoted and banked it home anyway. Nice play by Clark. 7 points in this game for her. 17-15, Jackson Center back up two. Two and a half to play, second quarter. Taylor Ratterman between the rings for Fort Loramie. Right side pass to Gebhardt, back to Ratterman. High left, stops her dribble, then decides to shoot. Barely caught iron in front. Rebound on the floor. Miranda Hickey's got it for Jackson Center. She bolts up ahead. Hands off to Winter. Winter veers right, goes baseline to Kennedy Reese. Gebhardt got a mid on it. Reese pulled it away. Now to Winter, deep right corner. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Ball entered to Clark in the lane. Spins, pivots, a lot of contact. Foul in the act of shooting. 17-15 Jackson Center, 2 minutes even to go second quarter. That's been the Tigers' best weapon so far, Olivia Clark on the interior, Chuck.
Well, I don't know why you wouldn't go to her. She's 6'2", and nobody out there from Loramie can play her one-on-one, that's for sure.
Foul shot by Clark is in the air. We could tell from here that it had too much mustard on it. Still a two-point game, Jackson Center. Tigers lead here at 17-15 is the first advantage for Jackson Center since 2-0 in the first moment of the game. That free throw by Clark is in, 18-15 Jackson Center. Fort Loramie was up 10-5 at one point. A nice 13-5 run here by the Tigers. Outside the arc on the left, it's Ratterman. Gives it up to Chloe Stang. Minute 45 to go here in the first half. Crossover dribble, Ratterman. Left side of the floor, broken up by Reese. Out of bounds off Jackson Center.
And they're making this run right now with Cassie Meyer on the bench, and he's going to hold her as long as they got the lead. She's got two fouls. I don't expect to see her again.
That's a good observation, Chuck. I'd agree. Down to a minute 34 to go in the first half. Fort Loramie with the ball. Straight away, Ratterman. Right side, Gebhardt. Coming out to catch Lupke. Left side of the floor, Chloe Stang. Stang hangs on, tightly guarded by Ware. Baseline, left corner, Fort Loramie being hounded, and the Redskins pitch it out of bounds. Oh, good help defense by Jackson Center. Redskins trapped themselves in the corner of the floor. And with a minute 16 to go in the half, Jackson Center's Reese glides down the lane, pulls up, seven-footer, hit the rim, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center thrown to Elkert on the arc. Down inside, it goes to Ware. Ware being harassed, gives it up to Winter, deep right corner. She gives it to Elkert, side court, minute left, first half, Jackson Center up three. Cameron circles on top. Ratterman checks her tightly. Cameron on the bounce, stops her dribble. Goes 30 feet away to Winter, coming out to get it. Clark, elbow in the right. Winter, deep right corner, 40 seconds to go in the half. Ball dribbled off Winter's foot. She tracked it down, threw it to Clark. Clark goes baseline right, running one-hander, a lot of traffic. It rolled off, no good. Rebound low on the left by Jackson Center's Ware. And clawing at her, Fort Loramie, which commits the foul.
I think Olivia's a little gassed right now. Good thing it's almost halftime.
Yeah, Olivia's been on the floor
most of the time. She came out for just a second.
Uh-huh. Probably less than a minute on the bench for Olivia. She's played extremely well. Here is the 1-1 free throw situation, but Jackson Center's Ware, and she pops it in. 4-point lead, Tigers. Fort Loramie's last field goal, nearly 3 minutes ago. Second shot in the air, bouncing in. And it's 20-15. Jackson Center up five, half minute remaining. First half of play. Redskins need a field goal in the worst way. Top of the circle, Lupke. Near side, Hattie Meyer. Back to Lupke. Lupke to Meyer on the weave. 18 seconds to go first half. Fort Loramie down five. Meyer angles right. Reese on her in the corner. Straight away, Lupke. Left wing, Chloe Stang. Good ball fake. Pulls up. Overshoots the 15-footer. Weak side rebound, Chloe Stang with 4 seconds to play. Her pass to the arc is poked out of bounds by Jackson Center. 3.5 remaining second quarter. 5-point lead for the Jackson Center Tigers in Fort Loramie. Gets a timeout. It's an important possession. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. And M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you will never, ever get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Outstanding customer service always at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. These Rushi game sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. So many thanks to them here on scoresbroadcast.com. Shout outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Well, what does Fort Loramie draw up here, Chuck? 3.5 to go first half.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, they're set up in a box, so you're thinking somebody's going to come up through the middle of the lane.
Ball being inbounded by the Fort Loramie Redskins, fed to Ratterman. Oh, Ratterman dives into the lane, probes the middle, and scores. It is good. It beat the buzzer. What a play. Drawn up by head coach Carlos Siegel. A little give and go on the perimeter. Taylor Ratterman darted toward the basket, took the bounce pass, and launched it in while sprinting toward the basket. And Fort Loramie cuts Jackson Center's lead to 3-20-17 at halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Hello, my name is Maddie Fortman, a senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fort Loramie Redskins. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
So many thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. That's 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. 20-17, Jackson Center by 3 over Fort Loramie. Redskins went better than 4 minutes without getting a bucket late in that second quarter until that buzzer-beating shot by Taylor Ratterman of Fort Loramie. It was a thing of beauty. Nice out-of-bounds play with 3.5 left. Redskins threw it in at side court, and Ratterman cut toward the basket, got a good feed, and dropped in a shot while motoring toward the rim, a 7- or 8-footer, big lift for Fort Loramie, which led most of that first half until a fine spurt by Jackson Center in the second quarter overtook the Redskins. Three-point game, anybody's contest. Jackson Center leads it. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, Jackson's turned the ball over 7 times in the first half, but Loramie turned it over the same amount. So that was a place where Loramie needed to have an advantage, and it's a wash right there. Jackson has a 13-8 rebounding advantage and 6-3 on the offensive boards. We talked about that being something that Jackson needed to dominate, and so far they have. 4-7 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Redskins 3-6. Individual scoring for Jackson Center. Olivia Clark had a terrific first half. She scored 8. They got 3 from Kennedy Reese, 3 from Cassie Meyer, and then 2 each from Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, and Kristen Ware. They scored 7 and 13. 20 for the first half. Fort Loramie led in scoring by Taylor Ratterman, just a freshman. She scored 8. And then you drop all the way down to Sarah Stang with 3, 2 from Fry, 2 from Lupke, and 2 from Hattie Meyer. They scored 12, but only 5 in the second quarter. And they trail 20-17 at the half.
Clearly, Chuck, the two big weapons for these teams today, Olivia Clark, Taylor Ratterman, each playing splendid contests for the Jackson Center Tigers and Fort Loramie Redskins, respectively.
Well, I mean, yes, both of them are scoring, and Olivia Clark on the other end, besides her 8 points, she's doing a nice job defensively. She's changing shots inside, which is making it really hard for Loramie to score inside the paint. And at the other end, Taylor Ratterman was terrific in the first half. She scored 6 in the first quarter. She's a good shooter, and boy, is she going to be good before she grows up.
Just a ninth grader. Olivia Clark has grown up. She's 6'2". She's a junior. Very fine first half. Fort Loramie down to Jackson Center by 3. Tigers hope to win today and take the Shelby County League Girls Championship outright. A victory here this afternoon would boost the Tigers' advantage over Fort Loramie and Rushi to 2 games with only 1 to play. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. 2017 Jackson Center in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
My name is Riley Jackson, a sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We are about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. Jackson Center Lady Tigers 20, Fort Loramie 17, as we see the Redskins re-entering the floor before the beginning of our second half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the start of scoresbroadcast.com 11 years ago. LaCal Equipment once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And today we highlight the outstanding seniors in both of these programs for Jackson Center. These young ladies have been outstanding volleyball players as well as hoops players here at Jackson Center. In fact, as you know, Jackson Center has won the D4 state volleyball title the last 2 seasons. And the roster has included Miranda Hickey, a senior here on the hardwood as well, along with Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, all 2-time sports athletes, volleyball and basketball for Jackson Center. They are seniors. For Fort Loramie, only 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors on the varsity basketball roster. Rayanne Fry, Caitlin Lupke, Hunter Bargy, and Sarah Stang. Of course, those young ladies will be missed when they graduate as well. These are the seniors from both programs under the spotlight here today, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, and I can't help but compare today's game with the first meeting between these two clubs back on January 5th. In that contest, Chuck, Jackson Center had 16 points at the end of the third quarter. Today, 20 at the half, a big improvement.
Well, they're getting the ball inside to Olivia Clark, and Jack, Lormey really doesn't have an answer for that.
Kennedy Reese with possession for Jackson Center starting the third quarter. Loops the ball across the top of the key to Cassie Meyer. She drives baseline left. Her shot is altered near the rim, and Fort Lormey comes away with it. Good defense by the Redskins. Here's Radiman over the timeline. Angles off into the right corner. Interesting matchup. Cassie Meyer shadowing Taylor Radiman at the moment.
Oh, she sure has a height advantage on it.
Ball thrown between the rings to Meyer. To Lupke. Here's a line drive three-pointer thrown up there by Gebhardt of Fort Loramie. Rimmed out to the right. Almost got it to go. Did the ninth grader. Rebound, though, down to Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer straight on. Gives it up to Reese. To Meyer to Reese, 25 feet away. Cassie Meyer checks her. Here's Clark, top of the circle. Looks for the cutter in the lane. Then goes to Elker, deep left corner. Cameron angles on top. Goes to Cassie Meyer straight on. Being checked on the play by Lupke. Cassie below the foul stripe doesn't shoot. Handoff on the play to Ware. Ware, foul stripe to Clark. Clark airmails up a three-pointer, hit the bottom of the backboard. Ball ricochets out top of the key. It's a jump. Lupke and Clark. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
Well, I like Clark shooting the basketball, but not necessarily from there.
Good defensive set by the Redskins. 20-17 still. Same score we had at the half. 90 seconds gone, third quarter. Jackson Center in the lead by three. Radiman's not guarded, decides to shoot. Jackson Center player jumps at her late. Long skyscraper of a three, hit the rim. Rebound baseline left before Loramie, but the Redskin player was on the stripe. Jackson Center possession. Couple of ill-advised three-pointers last two possessions.
Well, I can live with Radiman more than I can live with Clark, because Clark just needs to be in there where she can be effective.
Token pressure backcourt from Gebhardt on Reese. Kennedy steers her way up the floor, picks up her dribble, goes to Meyer straight on. Again, Lupke checks her. Cassie Meyer, little pick and roll down inside on the play for Ware. Ware is pinned by the defender, shot partially blocked. There's some contact, though, in the act of shooting was the Jackson Center forward, and she's got two foul shots coming. Meyer and Ware, a two-person game, two free throws for Ware with 6:06 to go in the third. Free throw, got it. 21-17, Jackson Center by four. Biggest lead for the Tigers in this game, five. Ware tries to match it. Fort Loramie's biggest lead was five at 10-5. A lot of rim on that free throw. Front, back, front, and in.
I was going to say, she has really good form, and the reason that would end is because she has really good backspin on the shot.
She got the shooter's roll. Feather-like touch. Five-point lead in favor of Jackson Center. Left side of the floor, Rayanne Fry for Fort Loramie start to drive. She's fended off with the elbow. It's a defensive foul. Redskins need to get Rayanne Fry going, Chuck, here in the second half in order to pull this game out.
Well, she took the open three that just went off the rim, but other than that, she really hadn't had very good looks.
No. Ball inbounded. Radiman in the paint to Holdhouse. Holdhouse dragged the foot as she staggered across the lane trying to get position, being defended pretty well. It's a traveling error against the Redskins, 22-17. Here comes Jackson Center with the ball. 5:46 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie's had a difficult time scoring over the last 7 minutes of this game. Elkert, 30 feet out, on the bounce. Still dribbling. Radiman on her. Left side pass to Reese. Good defense by Taylor Radiman. 5 second count was on, and the Redskins get the ball back. Five and a half left to be played here in the third.
I wish they'd go to a shot clock and do away with the closely guarding call, because that is so... It's
subjective.
Subjective, yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
Arbitrary. what is closely guarding. I know it is down in writing, but it is interpreted in so many different ways by officials. Far right wing, Holdhouse has got it for Fort Loramie. And Clark's gets a fingertip in there, sticks the ball up in the air. Clark can't control it. It goes out of bounds in the right corner. Fort Loramie still possesses the ball. 22-17 Jackson Center, 5:09 to go in the third. Taylor Ratterman gets a breather for Fort Loramie. Redskins with two field goals in this game in the last nearly 8 minutes. Ball lobbed in by Fort Loramie to the foul line. Sarah Stang caught it, juked one way, stepped the other, and shuffled.
She was caught in between what she wanted to do, shoot it or put it on the floor, and unfortunately she moved both feet while she was thinking.
Kennedy Reese in backcourt for Jackson Center. She streaks up the right side, picked up by Gebhardt. Hands to Cassie Meyer, right corner baseline, and then she slings a pass cross-court to the weak side for Cameron Elkert. It's at her feet, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, luckily for Cameron, it was at her feet, because that probably would have broken her.
Four-court left. Lupke's got the ball. Elbow, jumping, shooting for Fort Loramie. Wide, didn't catch the rim. Rebound Meyer, Jackson Center, into the half-court, dribbled off her foot. Hattie Meyer's got it back for Fort Loramie. Left side pass to Gebhardt. Left corner, Rayanne Fry on top, Meyer. Coming out to get it, Kennedy Gebhardt, the ninth grader. Thrown right wing to Meyer. Straight away, Rayanne Fry. Bullet pass, low on the left to Stang. Stang bothered, but two players, one in the front, one in the back. Foul called in the act of shooting. 4:22 left to go here in the third quarter. 22-17. In favor of Jackson Center. Check, our halftime score was what, 20-17?
20-17, yeah. It's
Fort Loramie shooting for its first point of the second half of this game. It's in. Foul shot was swished by Sarah Stang. 22-18, only the third point of the second half. She's got them both, 22-19. Fort Loramie back within three. 2 points each here in the third quarter. Reese hustles up. Goes right corner, Elkert, available, three-pointer. Didn't catch rim, it was short. Rebounded, though, by Ware to Meyer, baseline left. Pulls up, shoots to Jay, missed it from 12. Rebound to Fort Loramie, reach-in foul against Jackson Center with 4:08 to be played in the third quarter, and the Tigers up three.
Well, that last foul down there on Stang was called on Reese, which is now her third.
Kennedy still on the floor. Midcourt, Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Left side pass to Lukey. Goes to Stang at the foul line, broken up by Clark. Loose ball picked up by Meyer at the center stripe. Right side, Kennedy Gebhardt. Foul stripe, Stang. Pivots against Clark. Olivia, taller than Stang, giving her trouble. Another walk called, and Fort Loramie turns it over.
She's just got to be stronger with the basketball there.
3:47 to go, third quarter. It has been a defensive tussle. Mistakes by both teams, prompted in part by sticky defenses. Timeline, it's Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center, which is up three, 22-19.
They've had to go bigger now with Reese coming out of the game.
Ball thrown low left to Kessler. Kessler got the feed from Elkert. Spinning shot, yes! Good play, Alicia Kessler. Used the body to gain position in the paint. Created space. Half hook shot. 6 or 7 feet out right in front. Off the window. 5-point game. Jackson Center. Here's Taylor Ratterman on the arc for Fort Loramie. Good recognition last time down by Elkert for the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, she knows they're bigger in there.
Baseline right. It goes to Lupke for Fort Loramie. Jump shots away. Cassie Meyer blocks. It goes out of bounds. 3:02 left in the third. Jackson Center ahead by five. Ratterman inbounding, baseline right of the hoop for Fort Loramie. Bounces into Rayanne Fry in the corner. Now to Ratterman in the corner. Ratterman, left-hand dribble, all the way out high, 30 feet from the basket. 2:50 to go third quarter. Ratterman starts to drive, flips it cross-court for Holdhouse. It's up above her head. She gets her hands on it, can't pull it down. Out of bounds to the Tigers. 24-19 Jackson Center. Fort Loramie Redskins
4-2 here in the second half.
Yep. Fort Laramie at 12 points in the first quarter of this game, only 7 cents. Here's a long three ball straight away, pumped up there by Winner of Jackson Center. Hit the flange, no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. Ratterman scoots down the floor, one-on-one. Tries a runner, streaking in from the right flank. It's short, and Jackson Center gets it back. Long lob. Cassie Meyer down inside to Kessler. Stripped away by Fort Laramie. Goes out of bounds. Redskins offense, Chuck, has ground to a halt.
Well, they're getting some decent looks. It's just not going in.
Baseline, right of the basket. Cassie Meyer, the playmaker for Jackson Center, which is up 5, 2:19 to go in the third. Ball lied to Kessler, head of the key. Ball high overhead. She fakes left, goes right, and she dragged the pivot foot. Good call by the referee. 2:15 remaining in the third quarter. It is a 5-point game. As Chuck noted, 6 points have been tallied between the clubs in the third quarter. 4-2, Jackson Center. Foul line right, holdouts for Fort Laramie. Flips it left side to Meyer. She's got an opening down the lane. Shovel shot from down around her ankles. Hits the backboard rim. She tumbles to the floor, and she's awarded 2.
Good job of getting the ball up towards the rim, so she turned it into a 2-shot foul.
2:03 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center by 5 over Fort Laramie, 24-19. Foul shot by Meyer, bouncing around. Wow. Hit the rim, backboard, rim twice, and came off. Every free throw extremely important in this low-scoring girls game today. Meyer again. This one's in. 24-20. Jackson Center ahead by 4. Under 2 to play in the third quarter. Cassie Meyer on the bounce over the timeline. She fumbled the ball away. It rolled into the backcourt. Fort Laramie got a fingertip on it. Redskin fans wanted an over and back call, but it wasn't made. Here's Meyer 25 feet away. Ball popped in the air. Cassie Meyer had it struck by Hattie Meyer out of bounds to Jackson Center. Cassie to throw in. Kristen Ware sits down for Jackson Center. Kennedy Reese, Vanessa Winter in. Ball is pitched to the timeline to Kennedy Reese. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Right corner, handled there by Winter. Winter dribbles. Picks up the ball, and as she tries to stretch with her legs to pass to Reese, moved that pivot foot slightly, and it's a travel call against her.
Yeah, she changed pivot feet is what happened.
4-point game, minute 28 to go here in the third quarter. Jackson Center ahead by 4. Deep three, right side, Ratterman, Fort Laramie, way up in the air, came down on the rim, rebound Kessler of Jackson Center. Now to Reese. Reese up to Meyer. Meyer hoists up a 3. Look out, it's online. Hit the rim, backboard, no good. Caromed off. Loose ball, rebound, left corner. It's given to Fort Laramie.
From where I'm sitting, and I'm a little ways away, that looked like a good call. It looked like it went right off Kessler's arm.
Minute 10 to go, third quarter. Points hard to come by in the second half so far. 24-20, Jackson Center. Ball lob, deep left corner. Kennedy Gebhardt for Fort Laramie. Into the lane to Stang. Stang whiffs the pass across the floor, opposite side to Ratterman. It is wide. Ratterman gets a hand on it. It goes out of bounds into the bleachers. Fort Laramie tried to go opposite real fast after throwing the ball into the lane.
Unless you're trying to throw skip passes, it's always best to throw the closest, easiest pass and move the ball quickly.
Jackson Center possession, 50 seconds left here in the third quarter. 24-20 Tigers. Here's Kennedy Reese between the circles. Angles to Elkert on the left. Taylor Ratterman on here near midcourt. Now to Reese. Between the rings. Handled on the play by Winter. Winter dribbling. Vanessa's got the ball. Left-hand bounce near the Tiger logo. Now to Elkert. 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center running clock. Looks like the Tigers will take it down and play for one unless they get a good one beforehand. And head coach Jeff Reese of Jackson Center gets a timeout. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Tigers up 4 on scores, broadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Fort Loramie Redskins led 12-7 after one quarter, only 8 points since. We are near the end of the third. 8 points combined in the second and third quarters by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center's defense has been excellent here today. Zone defense by Fort Loramie. Final possession, Jackson Center. End of the third. Down to 13-12. Kennedy Reese, left-hand dribble, midcourt. Goes to Elkert, 35 feet away on the left. Down to 7. Here's a screen to Cassie Meyer. Reese veers off into the corner, nowhere to go. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Down to 3/10 of a second remaining, and Cassie Meyer doesn't get the shot off. Superb harassing defense by Fort Loramie over the last 20 seconds of the third period. 24-20 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 24-20, Jackson Center over Fort Loramie. We start play here in the fourth. Redskins led 12-7 after one. Jackson Center has outscored Fort Loramie by 9 since. Redskins have found good shots, very difficult to come by since the initial 8 minutes of this game. Cameron Elkert's got the ball top of the key. Right side pass to Winter, long lob down inside to Kessler. Kessler's below the rim, stuffs the ball up on the underneath side of the iron. It comes back down. Scrappy defense, Holdhouse got a hand on it, ruled a jump below the basket, give it to Fort Loramie. 20 seconds gone, fourth quarter. Taylor Ratterman, midcourt for Fort Loramie. How many points for Taylor in the game, Chuck?
Taylor is still at 8.
She had a very, very good first half for the Redskins. Here's a pass far left, broken up on the play by Winter. It rolls to the timeline. Fort Loramie recovers. 7:16 to go in the fourth. Tigers up 4. Ratterman sprints down the left side of the lane. Oh, what a good look. Across the bottom of the key. A pocket pass for Holdhouse, who finished. And it's a 2-point game. The Ratterman to Abby Holdhouse. Excellent dish. 24-22. Jackson Center by 2. Right corner, Clark goes baseline, around one defender, another, all the way to the rack. Oh, countering with the bucket is Winter. It was Winter on the drive, not Clark. Big field goal for Jackson Center, which answers. Vanessa Winter, an adept baseline maneuver. She tightroped the boundary, reached back and banked it home. 26-22, Jackson Center by 4. 6.5 to go in the game. Taylor Ratterman, top of the key for Fort Loramie. Elkert on her. Ratterman sizes up the Tigers' defense. Goes to the left to Lupke. 6:20 remaining in the fourth. Into the post to Stang. Baseline left. Maneuvers in the lane. Hooks it up wildly. She's knocked down. 2 free throws for Stang.
Much to the chagrin of the Jackson Center fans.
Jay Bourne scored 45 points today for Sydney, which beat Piqua. Boy, she's been racking up the points.
I don't know how she doesn't average 45. That's a large child.
Well, we'll get to see Sidney against Fort Loramie next week, Chuck. It's on Tuesday night at the Redskins gym. First free throw, no good by Stang of Fort Loramie. Second one, front rim, backboard, and in. 26-23 in favor of Jackson Center. As Stang goes one of two from the stripe right there, right?
Correct.
Top of the circle, Meyer for Jackson Center. 6 minutes left in the game. Deep right corner, Elkert. 26-23 in favor of Jackson Center. Ball lobbed down inside to Kessler from Elkert. And Kessler's triple teamed. Head coach Jeff Reese gets a timeout. Fort Loramie nearly got the jump ball. 3-point game, 26-23, Jackson Center. 5:53 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Jack with Chuck here at Jackson Center. Under 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 3-point lead for Jackson Center over Fort Loramie, 26-23. Score at the half of this game was 20-17 in favor of Jackson Center. Ball inbounded by the Tigers, low on the left. There's a scrum for the loose ball. It's ruled a jump, and it does belong to Jackson Center. The Tigers keep it. Next arrow will go Fort Loramie's way. 3-point lead, Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer, the playmaker, below the rim to the left. One-handed pass out to midcourt to Kennedy Reese, nearly over and back. Reese caught it. Ball stolen by Ratterman. What a theft. She darts the other way. Beautiful maneuver. Taylor Ratterman on the swipe at midcourt. And she took it 45 feet the other direction for a two-pointer. We've got a 1-point game, 26-25. Three-pointer, Elker, deep right corner, Jackson Center, deflected by Fort Loramie out of bounds. Taylor Ratterman, the freshman for Fort Loramie, with a nifty midcourt steal to narrow Jackson Center's lead from 3-1. Meyer inbounding, lobbing midcourt, Elkert over the shoulder catch. 5:26 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie's crawled back within one. Here's Elkert going across the floor horizontally, being ridden by a defender. Foul Fort Loramie. Team foul situation. 5 on Jackson Center. That's just the second on Fort Loramie.
I think the game's been pretty well called.
Yes, I do too.
For being such a choppy offensive game.
Ball inbounded to Meyer at the timeline. Cassie to Reese. Reese still dribbling. Goes near side to Cassie Meyer, well behind the arc. Lupke on her. That's been a good duel all day. Cassie puts it on the deck, drives foul line, poked away by Fry from behind, into the lap of Ratterman. Fort Loramie's got the ball. A chance for the lead, 26-25, 4:56 to go in the fourth. Ratterman elbow on the left, weaves to Fry, who jacks up a three. It is off to the right. Rebound right corner, Stang covers it up for Fort Loramie, and the Redskins get a timeout. It's a full. 26-25, Jackson Center, 4:48 to go in the fourth. On scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sidney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sidney Car Care.
Sidney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sidney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work. Work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sidney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sidney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sidney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sidney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Fort Loramie Redskins with the ball after the timeout called by head coach Carlos Siegel. It's inbounded outside the arc left side. A lot of traffic, and a Fort Loramie offensive player lowered the shoulder, apparently. Offensive foul, Redskins. Big turn of events, Chuck.
Yeah, they called that on Holthouse, but it says a one-point game. Loramie, for their psyche, needs to get a lead.
26-25, Jackson Center. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Meyer puts it on the floor, drive into the lane. Dribbles well out in front of her. Rayanne Fry gets a paw on it, clubs it away. It's loose. It's a tie-up. Fort Loramie with possession right back. A little too much dribbling at times by both clubs.
Well, you can't dribble through the lane like that. There's too many hands. That's 15 turnovers now for Jackson.
Redskins behind by one. Taylor Ratterman. Foul line extended left. Into the lane to Holdhouse. Maneuvers. Outside the lane on the right to Stang. Good pass. Stang has an opening, and she's met late by a defender as she threw it up toward the backboard. A couple of free throws here for Sarah Stang of Fort Loramie. A chance for a Redskins lead.
Well, they probably won't call me and ask my opinion, but Sarah Stang, to me, is the most improved from last year to this year.
Foul shot, Sarah Stang, very critical at this stage, and she drains it. We're tied up at 26, 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Substitution for Jackson Center. Krista Ware re-enters for Vanessa Winter. Stang for the lead for the Redskins. Foul shot right on the mark again. She's got them both. Clutch. 27-26. Fort Loramie inches in front of Jackson Center. 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Kennedy Reese, timeline for the Tigers. On a weave to Cassie Meyer. Bounce pass left corner, Olivia Clark, from whom we haven't heard much in the last quarter and a half or so. She goes baseline, loses her balance, throws it back into play. Fort Loramie's got it. It's Lupke, 60 feet from the basket, and she accepts a shove from a Jackson Center defender well in backcourt. And as I read the official's mechanics, foul, Tigers, team foul 7, 1-1. Who picked it up, Kennedy Reese?
That's her fourth.
3:50 to go, fourth quarter, Lupke toes the stripe for Fort Loramie. A chance to inch the lead out to 3. Lupke is wide left. Rebound pinballed around. Guess who got it inside? Holdhouse, offensive glass. And she's clobbered on the back shoulder.
Feel a little bit of a momentum swing.
Yep. Free throw by Lupke was so far off the mark. It hit the rim, almost went straight down. Surprised the Tigers rebounders. Holdhouse got a hand on it. And got it out of her hands toward the rim. She was belted. First of two free throws, though, way off the mark. Still a one-point game for Fort Loramie. Second shot, Holdhouse. It clanged off the flange. And Cassie Meyer tracks it down left corner. Just a one-point game. Jackson Center with possession. Fort Loramie had opportunities to go up by 3 or 4. Here's Meyer off balance in the paint. Look at that shot. Got it to go, and she's fouled. Cassie Meyer sliced through the lane, probed the middle. Two defenders jumped her. Looked like one got a hand on the wrist of Cassie, who managed to force the shot up as she was accelerating through the lane. It banked in perfectly off the window. Whistle blew, a chance for a plus one. 28-27, Jackson Center.
That was really strong is what that was.
Yes, it was. Cassie's free throw in and out. Ball loose in the right corner. Scramble for it, and Fort Loramie comes out of there with it. Wow, it's still on the deck. Holdhouse has got it. Timeout, Fort Loramie. Whew. 3:26 to go in the fourth. 28-27, Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call
408-498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Here is Fort Loramie at midcourt, behind the one. 3:20 left to go in the fourth quarter. Ratterman's got the ball in the arc. She slices through the lane. Running one-hander, hit the rim. Karam DeClerk of Jackson Center. Good try by Ratterman. Shot was a little shy, and Clark snared the rebound. Up ahead to Cassie Meyer. That was a drive play by Ratterman set up during the timeout. She just couldn't finish. Here's Reese, near side of the floor, 2:55 to go. Jackson Center in the lead by one. Reese to Elkert, shot fake, foul line, veers back out, goes to Cassie Meyer. Cassie guarded by Rayanne Fry now. Cassie, foul line, down the lane. Nice jump pass, right of the key to a teammate, Clark. Let's see what's been called. Cassie on a charge after releasing the ball on the throw?
I think so, yeah. Just like a turnover.
Player control foul, so Fort Loramie doesn't shoot. Next foul in Jackson Center. Double bonus for Fort Loramie. 2:37 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center up one. Right side, Ratterman. Open player down inside. Holdhouse caught it. Leans in toward the rim. Overshot it. Momentum caused her to push it up there too strong. It's tied up on the board attempt, and the arrow favors Jackson Center. We have had probably 30 held balls in this game.
That was a good job by Sarah Stang to create that held ball. At least they have the possession arrow now.
2:22 to go in the fourth. Jackson Center up one with the ball. Reese 30 feet away. Fort Loramie with two fouls to give, only four on the Redskins in this half. Midcourt, Cassie Meyer, Rayanne Fry on her. Cassie elbow on the left. Looks for a teammate on the backdoor play. She's not open. Fed to Kennedy Reese. Slap down foul on Fry. 30 feet from the basket, number five on the Redskins. Four on Rayanne Fry. Jackson Center has done a good job on Rayanne in this game.
Yeah, she scored a basket in the first minute of the game. And on a pass, and other than that, she has not scored.
She's been shut out since. Jackson Center's defense has been very good here today. So has Fort Loramie. Neither team to 30 yet. A minute 56 to go in the fourth quarter. Cassie Meyer on the dribble. Outside the top of the circle. Hand off to Elkert. Near center court. And Cameron dribbling in front of Taylor Ratterman, who ties her up. And there you go, Chuck. Just what you talked about a moment ago. Redskins benefit from the arrow possession. Minute 46 remaining. Well, Taylor Ratterman has extremely quick hands.
I like her a lot. I think she's going to be a heck of a ball player.
Outside the arc on the left, it's Lupke. Fort Loramie down a point. Ratterman 25 feet away. The freshman's got the ball for the Redskins. Right side pass, Hattie Meyer. Baseline right, Lupke. Curls into the lane, gets to Holdhouse. Foul line jumper. Swish! She's got it. Holdhouse drains it. Fort Loramie's up one. Good sharing of the ball by the Redskins. Holdhouse on the finish. 29-28, Fort Loramie. Cross-court pass, Elkert. She hoists up a three. Good! Good! Cameron Elkert sends Jackson Center on top of two. Oh, what a skip pass across the floor to Cameron Elkert, and she launched it in from downtown. Timeout called, 71 seconds left. Tigers up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
An excellent cross-court skip pass by Cassie Meyer to Cameron Elkert. She delivered the goods, Chuck. as she dropped in a long three ball. It was perfect, right on the money, dead on target.
She's only taken two or three, and all of them have been on the target. That's the first one she's made.
As a result of that field goal, a triple by Cameron Elkert of Jackson Center. The Tigers lead by two. 1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center, 60 seconds away from the outright Shelby County League Girls Championship. Here's Ratterman, nearly a walk, out at the top of the circle. She fell to one knee, and her sneaker did move. It's a good call by the referee.
Yeah, it was a travel.
51.7 left. Fort Loramie must harass three-quarter court. Five team fouls on the Redskins, nine on Jackson Center. 31-29. Here's a double team on Kennedy Reese, who dribbles up the left side, took a shove. That's team foul six on Fort Loramie. Next one, the 1-1 for Jackson Center. Olivia Clark on the inside with Kristen Ware for Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer on the court, Kennedy Reese, Cameron Elkert. Here's Taylor Ratterman defending Reese in backcourt to Meyer. Whips it up ahead to Cameron Elkert. She's got it 40 feet away. Angles off into the left corner of the floor. Fort Loramie trails her. Push against the Redskins. 1-1 for Jackson Center. Fort Loramie uses a timeout. I think they'll use a timeout to make Cameron think about it. And there it is. Timeout Redskins, who are down two to Jackson Center. Elkert at the stripe. 1-1 for the Tigers. When we return, 41 seconds to go. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton Electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We are ready for the exciting photo finish. Cameron Elkert, a chance to put Jackson Center up by three or four. 41 seconds to go, 1-1 for Cameron. 31-29, Tigers lead. She drained a three on Jackson Center's last possession, and here swishes the free throw to the delight of the Tiger faithful across the way. We are here at the noisy Habitat of the Cat in Jackson Center. 32-29 Tigers. Another foul shot. Elkert right on the money. It rattled and stayed in. 33-29. Jackson Center up four. Fort Loramie with the ball right corner. It's Taylor Ratterman driving at Elkert. Stops. Gives it up on the play to Lupke. Back to Ratterman. Long, high-arching three. Air ball. Saved in by Holdhouse, but right to Reese. Reese is fouled 80 feet from the basket. Kennedy Reese has got the 1-1 with 25.1 left.
Down four, and they had 40 seconds to go. They didn't really need a three that possession. They needed to score, call another timeout, and set their defense.
Exactly. 17 points by Fort Loramie since the first quarter. The Redskins produced 12 in the opening 8 minutes. Jackson Center's defense has snuffed out the Redskins the last three quarters of this game. Kennedy Reese, 1-1 for Jackson Center. She'll try to push it to five and does. Perfect on the foul shot, all cord. 34-29, Jackson Center up five. 1-2 bounces, Kennedy Reese, a third. The lead five, and it's six. Elkert and Reese with four free throws in a row after an Elkert three ball. Seven straight here by the Jackson Center Tigers. Ratterman high left outside the arc for Fort Loramie. It is rimming, no good. Struggle for the rebound in the lane. It's taken down by Jackson Center's Ware, and Fort Loramie's on the back. 13.1 left. Jackson Center trying to pull away a little bit here in the closing 30 seconds of this game. Jackson Center Tigers on the verge of an outright Shelby County League girls title. This would stretch the lead over Fort Loramie and Rushi to two games with one to play. And Jackson Center is earning it with superb free throw shooting at the wire. Kristen Ware nets the first. She earns the bonus. It's up, and this one is off the back flange. Rebound down to Rayanne Fry of Fort Loramie. It's a seven-point game. Ball thrown down inside to Holdhouse. Clark swats it loose. Elkert gets the loose ball in the right corner. She's wrapped up and fouled by Fort Loramie, which is down to 7, 4.5 remaining. Jackson Center crowd across the way on their feet, standing up, hooping it up for the Tiger Ladies, who are on the verge of taking the Shelby County League girls title. A win today would give Jackson Center a 2-game bulge with one to go. It's 4.5 seconds away from happening. Elkert back at the stripe. This time she toes it with a double bonus. That one circled the rim twice and came out. It's academic at this point, though. Second shot by Cameron Elkert is in. Boy, she had a dazzling last few minutes of the game. Played a good floor game the entire contest. Hustled hard on defense. Rayhan Fry comes into the forecourt. And quickly, airmails up a line drive three that hits the backboard. No good. It's all over. The Jackson Center Tigers finish with a flourish here today after Fort Loramie had garnered a short one-point lead. It didn't last long. Redskins, though, caught Jackson Center midway fourth quarter. But the Jackson Center Tigers turned it on down the stretch and avenged that early season setback to Fort Loramie. And Jackson Center, with the win today, takes a 2-game lead over both the Redskins and the Raiders with one to play. And Jackson Center has officially copped the Shelby County League Girls Championship. Splendid performance here by the Jackson Center ladies this afternoon. Defense was very, very good over the last 24 minutes, and the Tigers get it done. Like to alert veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 498-7282. That's 937-498-7282. Get connected to your VA benefits. Check now with the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For three straight years, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. That's 492-1857. Shout-outs today to the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Hello, Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to you. Those two companies in Rushi, Ohio, came on board here on scoresbroadcast.com last March. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. Jackson Center, Chuck, closed the game in the last couple minutes a little better than Fort Loramie.
Well, they made some free throws. Cameron Elkert, down the stretch, scored all six of her points in the last minute. So, I mean, she got an asterisk for that performance. And Olivia Clark, who had a great first half, didn't score in the second half, but those two are the Clancy's Award winners on the Jackson Center side. And on the other side, I'm going to go with the freshman, Taylor Ratterman. I thought she had a pretty good game for Fort Loramie.
Jackson Center girls en route to a state Final Four finish of the season 1 year ago, defeated Fort Loramie girls in the regional championship, lost to Fort Loramie in the first meeting this year in round one of Shelby County League play at Fort Loramie. That was a 7-point game today here. Jackson Center turns the tables on the Redskins by 8 to take the Shelby County League crown. Congratulations to Jackson Center. Also, a lot of credit to Fort Loramie, Chuck, which started the year 3-3. Who would have thought at that point in time, after a couple weeks, that Fort Loramie would be here today competing right to the wire for the Shelby County League Girls Championship?
Well, yeah. I mean, they had a lot of injuries, and they had a lot of people gone from last year. So the combination, the good coaching and a group of kids that in Fort Loramie, I think you're born a basketball player. Then you choose if you want to play or not.
Yeah, you come out of the womb with a you're palming the basketball as you come out of the womb.
That's why the women all have grimaces on their faces up there.
Cameron Elkert, Olivia Clark, stars of the game for Jackson Center and for Fort Loramie, Taylor Ratterman. Clancy's in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our anchor underwriting sponsors here today, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. These additional sponsors, thank you very much, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot, the in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. Thanks to these Fort Loramie Game sponsors all year long, could not have done it without you. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922. A lot of gratitude to those three Fort Loramie businesses. Thank you so much, Geyer's, M&A, and Tom and Jerry's. Shout out to a couple Rushi sponsors, Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the tournament. The Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Heck of a game. It was a toss-up throughout, Chuck. Cameron Elkert with big spark for Jackson Center at the end.
Well, Loramie took the one-point lead, and you were kind of wondering, well, is it going to be Loramie's day? But Cameron Elkert had the answer. She was terrific down the stretch.
Redskins with the victory go to 10-1 in the Shelby County League. That 10-1 mark is good enough for the top spot, but two games with one to play. So the Jackson Center girls have won the championship outright this year here in 2017. Overall, Jackson Center now 15-3 on the campaign, and I think pretty much for sure Chuck has nailed down the number one seed in the Sydney girls sectional draw, which takes place tomorrow.
I don't know who else they would choose but Jackson Center, and now Loramie has to hope that, I mean, I don't know if they would go 2, 3, and 4, but Rushi's a tough matchup. Botkins is obviously a tough matchup for Loramie. So, you know, this is not typical Carla Siegel choices when it comes to the sectional. She's used to being number one and choosing where she wants to play all the way through the regional. And this year, they're going to have to make some decisions.
Yeah, very good comment, Chuck. How do the other clubs in the Shelby County League fall in line? Jackson Center, the one seed, will be in a bracket. Where does the two seed go? Where does the three seed go? Where does the four seed go? How much do the other clubs fear Jackson Center? Do you stay away in the other half of the bracket? At some point, I think the 2, 3, or 4 will jump in there with Jackson Center.
Well, I think there's four teams, and I haven't seen the teams outside of the Shelby County League, but
right.
I'm going from past, and there are four teams at Sydney that could get out of there to the district, and unfortunately only two of them are going to make it, so
right.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Botkins with a big development this week, knocking off Rushi 55-51 at Botkins. Botkins, a club which has a lot of height, can make outside shots. Paige Lane can be tremendous at times. Wow, she's a one-person gang on occasion for Botkins, as she was in the fourth quarter against Rushi on Thursday. Botkins owns a victory over Fort Loramie, played Jackson Center to 3 and 4 point games. So it's Jackson Center, Rushi, Fort Loramie, Botkins. We'll see how they all fall out. Tournament draw coming up tomorrow. It is going to be interesting. Fort Loramie losing today, drops to 13-6, 8-3 in the Shelby County League. We've got the Redskins on Tuesday hosting Sydney at Fort Loramie High School. That is a 7:30 start, 7:10 webcast time on Tuesday, Fort Loramie against Sydney. Then the Redskins take on Rushi next Thursday. We're right back at Fort Loramie High School, same game time next Thursday. Tonight, 7:10 start from St. Mary's. Sydney boys on the road after routing Troy last night. Sydney-St. Mary's, a non-league game for both schools. Tip-off 7:30 approximately. Webcast time 7:10 tonight from St. Mary's. Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Once again today, Jack Kramer saying final score as Jackson Center takes the Shelby County League girls crown by defeating Fort Loramie 37-29.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.